One of the things we've talked about here on this program, maybe more than just about anybody else, is PFAS, PFCs, this family of chemicals that can be found in things like Scotchgard and aqueous firefighting foam, pizza boxes, things that protect your fabric and your carpet and all sorts of products. In fact, it's ubiquitous all over. It's been used in manufacturing. It's been used in firefighting. It's been used in consumer products. And the problem is that PFAS and PFCs and PFOAs have been found to be very dangerous to you and I, linked to thyroid disease, linked to different cancers, especially of the reproductive organs in men and women, might have some connections to other diseases. As the science is so young, nobody's quite sure. And one of the leading voices out there that has been sounding the alarm for some period of time is Bob Delaney, who works for the state of Michigan. And he is a scientist, a geologist, a guy who's looked into all this and spent a lot of time at a place called Wurtsmith Air Force Base in northern Michigan, where this aqueous firefighting foam was used. And it's a very effective product. Puts out fires on planes. It can save lives. But when it gets into the water supply, it becomes dangerous. Bob is in studio with me here this morning. Bob Delaney, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Great to be here, Steve.
And I'm going to point this out because you're here on your own volition. You're not here as anybody from the state of Michigan. You're here as a private individual. Is that a fair way to put it?
That's fair, yeah.
All right. So tell me and tell anybody who's not familiar yet. First of all, the kinds of products you find this product, where do you find these things? And then let's talk about the downside of what they can do to the human body and to the environment in general. But let's start with what PFAS is, where it came from, and why it's everywhere.
Yeah, it's a man-made chemical. Nature doesn't produce it at all. So whenever we find it, we know that's the fingerprint of man has been out there. And the chemistry is so unique that these chemicals are virtually indestructible. They're the slipperiest chemicals we know. So they get in lubricants like your... You probably remember Slick 50. That was Teflon. That was put into our oil too. And I'm not sure what's in synthetic oils nowadays, but they go into fracking fluids. They are in your gaskets. They're in aerospace because they won't break down in extreme conditions that you get up in space flight. They're just basically everywhere. And it's just day-to-day stuff, your paint, your flooring.
Your pizza box.
Floss.
Your floss.
Yeah.
You're putting it right in your mouth. And so for people that have just started to hear about PFAS, and there's several different names. There's PFAS, PFOAs, PFCs. It's a family of chemicals, right?
Right. Correct.
All right. So tell me about some of the health concerns that are real that you have found in your study. You've been studying this for how long?
Since 2010.
You've been looking at it closely since 2010. In fact, you penned a report that was released in 2012 for the state of Michigan about the Wurtsmith Air Force Base, which is a closed Air Force base in northern Michigan. It was basically ignored for several years. We'll get back to that. But the kinds of damage it can do to the human body that the associations are being made now with these chemicals, what are some of the concerns?
Yeah, one of the really interesting things is these attach to our proteins. Most of the contaminants we deal with attach to the fat. So, you know, it gets bound up in belly fat or something like that. But these will go to your proteins. So that's in your blood. That's all the different systems in your body. So what we're seeing is they impact your immune system. They impact your so you get a lot of the things like ulcerative colitis is an immune system problem. Thyroid disease, you mentioned.
Right.
There are six that are definitely linked to six different conditions that are definitely linked to just one of them. That's the PFOA that you mentioned.
Right, PFOAs.
Yes, and that's really the one that's been studied the most. But then the other chemicals, like the Scotchgard PFOS, you're familiar with it in Scotchgard.
Sure.
That one has been tested also, but not at the same level of intensity. And so there's sexual reproduction.
Diminutive sexual organs.
Just,
we saw part of your study. You did a 93-page report from your study at Wurtsmith Air Force Base. And the reason this is important is because AFFF, which is called aqueous firefighting foam, has been used at just about every U.S. military base since the 1940s.
Correct.
I mean, it's been out there forever. And so in places like Wurtsmith, they used it for testing and drills and so forth, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And therefore, it was ubiquitous in the environment, and therefore it was picked up by the people, right?
Yes, it got into the drinking waters, in the drinking water that the soldiers drank and their families. It's gotten into all the wells off base, got into the fish, got into the deer, foam on the lake.
The entire environment. Yeah, there's foam on Van Atten Lake. Yes. There's foam like kids would play with in the summer.
Right.
That's laden with this stuff. Now, one of the things that I saw in the report were that young women, 21, mm-hmm. 22, 20, having complete hysterectomies because of problems, and you believe these are connected back to this family of chemicals.
Certainly, this family of chemicals is playing a big part in our health. But there's other chemicals out there. We don't know what's all out there. Here, we can only sample for 24 of the 3,000 that are out there. And we know there are others out in the environment we're not able to analyze.
Now, you appeared on this program for the first time. The first time you went public was October of 2017. Right. At that time, Rick Snyder was the governor of the state of Michigan. Michigan had already been hit hard with the whole Flint water crisis. The morning after you appeared on this program, you were here for 2 hours. We discussed all of these things, the impacts it had in Michigan at different Air Force and military facilities. It's also associated with, like, chroming and the auto industry. Obviously, Michigan is a huge manufacturing community. The next day, the governor put together a task force, if you will. They went into crisis mode because they didn't want to deal with another Flint. And I give the governor credit because he got out front and he put together testing and so forth. Mm-hmm. And so Michigan does more testing now than anybody, I believe. And so there was a study released recently that showed Michigan lights up like a Christmas tree with more PFAS contamination than anywhere in the country. But that's because we test more. You believe this is a problem nationally and internationally.
Yeah, it's obviously it is. And other states are starting to realize that. We're getting calls from other states to get our information, how to do things and stuff. And I was at a national conference a couple of weeks ago, and people approached me repeatedly telling me what their state was about to do, similar testing that we've been doing, things like that. So the rest of the nation will light up like Christmas tree also.
Yeah, so I want to go back to what you said here just a moment ago, and that is it's a man-made chemical that's almost indestructible. In fact, the only way that has been effectively found in my studies and in following what you do is incineration. You have to burn the stuff. But in places like Wordsmith Air Force Base in Michigan, there's so much of it in the soil. How do you do a reclamation project? And if you start doing that at military bases and then at airports and then every place else that these chemicals exist, how can you possibly afford to do the cleanup?
Well, and that's one of the things I've said. One of the reasons you get resistance is because of the magnitude of the issue. It's too big. In my 2012 report, one of the things I recommended is going out and making sure we're just not, the first thing is make sure we're not consuming it.
Right.
And that's what the governor took up. And so that's why Michigan's been testing all our drinking water and everything.
All right. Now I need you to hold right there because Absolutely. We're just getting word of Bob Delaney here, as a private citizen, has done one of the first most important reports on PFAS contamination and how it affects the human body and human health. And it's ubiquitous. In fact, it's the number one chemical found in polar bears. Think about that. It's 41 After. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to WyckoffWellness.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.